This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Folks are always worrying about whether their smart speaker is listening to them all the time or whether it's just only activated whenever you say the name, like
spying
Alexa. Well, there's been some instances in the news that have led people to wonder what exactly is being listened to and recorded. Yeah. My wife was sharing a story the other day that I believe may be fake news because I just did a Google search on it and I can't find any evidence.
Okay.
But she was telling of a story that's going around on social media of a man who supposedly decided to test his smart speaker. Mm-hmm. But he was clever and he wrote down on a piece of paper to the FBI or police, I am testing my smart speaker by using the following words to see if anyone comes to check on me. Uh-huh. And then he proceeded to use words that sounded like terrorist activity or things that would make it sound like he was planning some kind of an attack in his home.
Oh, wow.
And according to the story that's going around on the internet, sure enough, about 3 weeks later, the FBI showed up at his door and he said, I've been expecting you. And he brought them out the paper. And he ended up not being arrested, but they weren't very happy about it. But his point was, see, they had been listening to my conversations
Wow.
and overheard this and came to check up on me.
Well, that the FBI was unhappy about it. Can't you say what you want to say inside your own home?
Well, the story wasn't true. It's just going around on social media.
Okay.
To my knowledge, is not an actual story.
But if you retell it, don't say that part.
Right.
Okay?
It's much better if you make it sound true.
We're trying to spread this rumor.
Yeah, I believed it.
I did too, Kato.
If you've ever watched the movie Snowden?
No, I haven't.
You will, because I guess it's based on a true story.
I watched Raindon.
Were they like in a cabin and snowed in?
Kind of.
Snowed in. Oh.
But, I mean, really, they listen for, emails, text messages, your Alexa devices, everything. They listening for keywords, and it picks up like this guy.
How do they get it, though? How do they get from Amazon's offices where the Alexa's not even supposed to listen until it hears its name?
Well, they already admitted they've listened.
What they listen to and the stuff that they've been listening to, they have a team that works there. And let's say it gets something and it doesn't understand it. They will listen back and transcribe it to help Alexa learn your voice recognition
better. Oh, yeah,
that's
the only time they're listening,
Tom. But that's the big article that came out a month or so ago about how to opt out of that.
And you can do that. You can opt out.
But otherwise, they were still listening.
But they weren't listening for the reasons that you're saying. They were listening for the reasons they said they were listening, which was to improve the quality of the voice translation.
The premise. But the people who worked there still made jokes about what they heard.
Of course they did. They're human beings.
But they're listening. It doesn't matter.
And you can turn out of it if you want.
Yes, you can.
What you do, you just got to say, Alexa, don't listen.
I didn't know that.
Alexa, don't listen.
I don't have an Alexa, so I don't know the instructions. So.
Okay, now here's an interesting case where Alexa did call the cops when a man was beating his girlfriend. But it was his own fault.
Okay.
During the fight, he asked her, did you call the sheriff's department? And because of something else had been said that triggered her to listen at that moment, something that sounded like her name in the argument, she heard call the sheriff's department, and she called. And so they're listening in the back, because now they think that, well, they get a call on 911, basically,
and
this guy doesn't know he has just inadvertently caused the smart speaker to call the sheriff's department.
So he
did it to himself, but it ended up looking like that the smart speaker had called the police on him. Now, Heidi, you mentioned how they do listen in the office at Amazon in certain specific situations. They had a written transcript of one conversation that says, if you ever get booked down to my house for some reason, the key safe for the back door is 0783. Now, the actual words that were said were, if you ever get locked out of my house for some reason, the key code for the back door is 0783. So they were trying to get the voice to text better, but as a result, they had just gotten someone's code to get in their house.
See, you know what? I think about it kind of like, so you know, like God, I think he can handle everybody's prayers at one time. That amazes me.
Right.
That he can handle everybody's prayers.
But Amazon can't.
Time. Yeah, Amazon, there's no way. It's so time-consuming for humans to sit around and listen to everybody's conversation that has Alexa.
I'm not even listening now.
That's ego. Some people think they're special enough or the world is small enough that they're the one being listened to. I go with more of the wild wildebeest in Africa theory. And that is, yes, someone might be listening, just like there's a lion circling this giant herd of wildebeest.
Okay.
But they can only get one at a time, and it probably won't be me.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, unless I'm the last fingers, one running.
Keeping my fingers crossed it is you.
Hey, let me tell you this. I've put my Alexa asleep a couple times. My conversations were so boring.
Right.
They don't want to listen on mine.
That's what I'm thinking. If anyone's listening to mine, they're like, next channel, please.
Alexa's like, Hoff. Hawk off.
Yeah, I know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.